Hey everyone, this is Mariah from Darshay's Place, bringing you me, the good, the bad, the ugly, showing you how my struggles fueled my dreams and kept me pushing. Thank you and welcome to all the newcomers for Press and Play. I greatly appreciate all of you for taking the time to take this journey with me. Welcome, have a good time, enjoy, and again, thank you.
Hey y'all, what's up? It has been forever. I feel like I haven't talked to y'all. Y'all haven't heard my voice. It's been a long time. We went from doing videos on Instagram every single day to having podcast episodes to going into a YouTube channel. And I have literally been on a break. I tried to do my YouTubing again, but my transition caused me to push back a lot of things. So I'm back. For those that are now listening, that are new listeners, my name is Mariah. This is Darshay's Place. Enjoy, you know, and if you haven't, you can always go back and listen to some of the things from the beginning. Y'all, the first time I've ever podcast, I was in a studio by myself. I was just kind of working on things, trying to figure it out. Your girl had a plan, and it was amazing. That was 2019. We are now in 2021. Shout out to everybody. Happy New Year's. I hope and pray that you all are enjoying this new year, despite the changes in what we call normal. But when I first started, I was in transition and I was going through a point of being homeless and getting into my own place. And I just had so many different things going on. Well, let me tell you, that transition, those topics that I was talking about when I first started this podcast, I'm going to talk about them in a happy space at this point. Your girl went through another transition, and this time I was prepared, patient, and blessed. Very. So in July 8th to be exact, I was in a hit and run. I had just paid off my 2009 Ford Focus. Not only did I had just paid off the car notes, your girl had put like 300 and some odd dollars underneath the car for just like wheel alignments, tie rods, everything. Like I had just got brand new everything on this car. And a close friend of mine went through a situation, and I was like kind of down and out because of this situation. And so y'all just listen to my terminology. My baby mom, which is another close friend, but that's our nickname for each other. She had reached out to me. She was like, come on, baby mom, let's go and let's chill. And we went on a river jump. Like, oh my God, we was on, I lived in Minnesota at the time. So we were like in Wisconsin. On Apple River, if y'all don't know what that is, it's like you float in the tube on a river and you go like literally around a big old river, have to catch like a bus, got to walk through some sand. It's amazing. So her family was going. I ended up going with them. We had a ball. I mean, listening to music on the river, drinking wine coolers, everything. It was so, so amazing. Mind you, I was going through a whole situation prior to this. So then we goes to this little spot that got like the best chicken on the north side, and I go and I eat the chicken, and I'm like, you know what, y'all, I'm ready to go home. I was still kind of in my down and out situation, about my friend. And so, you know, I just was kind of like, you know, I had the best fun. Now it's time for me to go home. I get off the highway. I had already jumped on the highway. I get off the highway to turn around because homegirl, me, forgot that I can take a different highway home. I was literally finna go all the way around instead of going towards the back road. So I get off the highway. I'm getting on this turning lane. The light had just turned red. My blinker's on and I'm sitting and all you see is and this crazy thing was, I looked up, but I wasn't, you know, I looked up in my rear view and nobody was behind me. And all you feel is me pushing into the middle of the intersection. The light had just turned green for all the other cars to go. I was freaking out, panicking, cried, had a moment. It was so many things that happened from there. My car was totaled. I had my car. Mind you, I had to find a lawyer to find a person because that person drove off. The only thing that got me was I remembered the license plate. This was not my first hit and run in this car, sad to say. But the first one, I didn't never get the license plate. But the person drove off. I remembered the license plate. The police put the wrong license plate down. I had to do like all type of stuff, get it changed, find me a lawyer, go to the chiropractor. Y'all, the whole nine. Now, fast forward. Here's September. It's my birthday. This is about the time that I stopped my podcast. So I probably already told you this about the car accident. But I stopped podcasting my birthday. I lost my job. I lost my job. They wouldn't let me work my 2 weeks after I put my 2 weeks notice in. Whatever. And so I just got on the highway and I left in this raggedy total car. And I moved again, y'all. And that was the process because prior to that, I had already put in applications for apartments. Like I had flew in to do all the stuff that I needed to do. But I had to wait. And let me tell y'all about the waiting moment, right? It was so many times that I wanted to go back into my ways and I didn't want it to work out because I was so stuck in my ways. And the waiting process had so much growth in it. I was able to be around some of my triggers and I was triggered but not reacting. That is a big thing. I'm going to say that again. I was triggered, but I didn't react. I learned how to kind of stick to myself. One thing that I will say is I still battle with my depression. I still battled in some type of kind of way. And I put my feelings in instead of pushing them out. But I battled. But in this waiting process, sometimes we don't want to wait. Sometimes we don't want to be planted. Sometimes we be in such a big rush that we do not realize what the blessing on the other side of waiting. I was getting frustrated. The apartment complex that I really, really wanted because it had a balcony. Your girl wants to grow her own produce, okay? So I needed a balcony. But these are brand new properties, right? I was thirsty to get into the brand new property. That means no roaches, no spiders, no mice, no none of that, right? So in this waiting process, the people that originally took my application in, those good Samaritans, did not make me fill out all of the paperwork that I needed to fill out. They lost paperwork. They were moving in their family members instead of moving in all of the people that was coming in to do the application. I would say end of October, beginning of November, they were all then fired. And I still had to wait a whole nother month to move in, y'all. But when I tell you, the moment of moving into something so beautiful, when I say I'm so in love with my apartment, My apartment is like a smaller version of what I picture my home to look like. The white walls, the countertops, just the flow of the apartment, just the way that it just is so bright if you let the light shine on it. Y'all, I'm obsessed. Granted, like, look, I was getting ready to go back. I was getting ready to go back to Minnesota because I was like, this waiting process, being around my triggers, all types of stuff. I was like, no, this is not going to work for me. Cut it. It's such a blessing. Mind y'all, I did not have a car. So, not to be too religious. I'm not religious. I have a faith, though. God will put you in situations where you can't run. He will put you in situations where you cannot run. He will put you in situations where you would have to face some of your childhood traumas, that you would have to work through things, that you would have to, whatever you went to therapy for, you might have to face that, right? I was facing a little bit of everything. I was facing it to the point of I was truly ready to give up. But all I kept thinking about was if I go backwards, I'm going to be at that same point when I originally pressed record on my podcast. I went through so many things these last couple of years. This is the first time that I can close my door and say that I'm happy. This is the first time that I can be aware of self, that I'm more aware of self, that I'm growing, that I'm looking at things different, that... Excuse me. When I open my eyes, I'm just in a peace. Even when things be rattling, even when things be trying to get under my skin or whatever, it's a different type of feel. I'm just giving y'all my catch up, okay? I bought a car. I bought all brand new furniture. Some of my stuff got lost in transit, so I done bought dang near all brand new kitchen supplies. I decorated my house for the first time for Christmas. Bought a Christmas tree, got decor that went with the Christmas tree, just everything. And I planned it out. Your girl has her own bathroom. I do not have to share my bathroom with my 9-year-old. Your girl got her sticky notes on her mirror, the affirmations, the quotes, the whatever I need to wake up in the morning and say, hey, it's me. Got it. I mean, it went to the point of I had to feel so good that I just started buying myself stuff, y'all. Back then, I wouldn't have even done it. I would have been like, oh, no, I can't. You know, I'm truly, truly in a better space. And I took a break. And it's okay to take a break. It's okay to get yourself together. Y'all, I have been on a journey. And I'm still learning. I'm not perfect. I'm still getting myself together. When you listen to this particular episode, what I want you to get from this episode is take chances. Take risk. Even if you don't feel like you can, even if you feel like you don't want to, even if you have to be hit with some of your painful points and you have to face them, it is okay to take a chance. Because truth be told, I wake up every day feeling like I can conquer. You know, I went through a period recently where I was just tired. Like, I would literally sleep. Just sleep. And I couldn't understand it. Then I got to a point where I was looking at myself in the mirror and I'm like, you know, your health is important. It's time. You know, and I'm being more intentional about me. I'm being more intentional about facing the things that try to attack me, facing the things that try to break me. I'm being more intentional. So what I'm saying is to you, it's okay to be intentional. It is okay to put yourself first. It is okay to say, I need a place that I can call home. I need somewhere where I can wake up and my day is brightened. I met some new people in my life. And no shade to any of my old friends, any of my old acquaintances. But some things that I have prayed for has come to light. And it's so crazy because it took for me to kind of reflect. You hear that? Make sure y'all out here reflecting, okay? To realize that this is what it is. I'm in a different place. This is my update to y'all. This is just me saying this is who I am. I'm starting off this season in just vibrating on higher levels, just being more in tune with myself. And as I talk to y'all, as I continue to podcast, I want to make sure that I'm vibrating on higher levels. I want to make sure that even if I'm just teaching y'all how to do certain things, I'm fine with that. I am going to have so many great conversations. I am going to be bringing people in that will challenge you to think. I am excited for this moment. I'm excited just for this. Your girl is getting back to her. Why? And for you, I need you to get back to your why. Why are you doing what you're doing? Why haven't you started? What do you need to start? Me and my friends got a group chat right now. And this morning, the group chat was, it went a little bit like this. These are the top of the goals for me today. This is what I need to accomplish. What do you need to accomplish today? What is at the top of your goals? I've been very intentional with sending just people in my text message thread. Just motivational morning messages every single morning, because you never know. You don't know what people are going through, right? And for me to vibrate on a higher level, I love helping and working with people and encouraging people. So I take a moment out my morning to find something to send so that a person or two can get some encouragement. Whatever you do, make sure that you are in a good place at all times, even in the hardest moments. Find something deep within you to make you smile and keep pushing forward. It is time. That's my mantra for this season that I'm in. It is time. I have put so much on the back burner, y'all. And in just being in this space, it is time for me to elevate. It is time for you to elevate. It is time for you to be around elevation. It is time for you to have conversations with elevation. It is time. I love y'all dearly. I thank y'all so much for even being in tune with me. Thank you for even missing me with me being gone so long. Y'all have an amazing, beautiful day.
Thank you so much for listening to that episode. If you truly, truly, truly like that episode, make sure you reach me at Darshay's Place Pod on Instagram. Again, Darshay's Place Pod. That is on Instagram. You also can find me or email me at darshaysplacepod@gmail.com. Twitter, Darshay's Place. Y'all, make sure y'all just reach out. Say hello. If y'all have some ideas for some topics, if y'all would like to come on, whether that is to interview or to just have a conversation about things that you have gone through. If you've been through some of the things that I have been through, let's communicate about that. If you are overcoming some of your struggles in your business or in your life, let's talk about it. You guys can reach out to me. You can always follow me. I always see people that follow me. I always follow back. Jeez Louise, what else? I'm on Anchor, so if you have Anchor, you can always leave me a voice message on Anchor. I can always use that, place it on my podcast as well. I'm open if you all are open. I'm here to create space for you all to be comfortable and to hear the good. So I accept. Y'all accept. Have a good day. I love y'all. Enjoy.